Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I found this piece of audio pretty interesting. Brandon Bean is the GM of the Buffalo Bills. And he was talking about kind of, he was asked on a conference call, the trade for Stephon Diggs and how a lot of teams are going to be attacking this offseason. Could we see a record number of trades come the NFL draft based on what Brandon Bean is talking about?
I just felt like it was going to be really hard unless I traded up really high to find a guy that I know could walk in day one. If let's just say it's August before we get back to things. You know, I just felt a proven commodity was, you know, was worth this. You know, the trade value of this move, Matt, probably moved us up 3 to 4 slots from 22. Might have got us to 18, 19. I had to get one of those, premier guys that I knew would walk in the door even August 1st and be ready to roll.
They needed a receiver. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, we maybe not have OTAs, mini camps. If we're going to make Josh Allen and we have a window to win and win right now, why don't we go after Stephon Diggs? Do you think we'll see more of that, of trading for a veteran, you know, leading up to the draft and maybe even on draft day?
I hope so. I hope we get more of the kind of excitement of the trade deadline like NBA has. The trade deadline for the NBA is it's fascinating with how much shifting. And you could be like what the Cleveland Cavaliers had a completely different team at the trade deadline. They were like, hey, there's this team, and then there's part two where everybody. Yeah, I do. I think teams start to, and that's the best part is that as you head into the fall, and if we're lucky enough, and I'm going to have to keep reiterating this all the time, if we're lucky enough to have football and we get to September, everybody's winning the Super Bowl in September. We're all good. Okay, October hits, you've lost about 10 players, a couple guys are on IR, maybe your starter's gone, and then all of a sudden the teams are going, all right, well, it looks like we're done for the year. We're either going to move into tank mode, which I don't agree with, and or let's go find the veterans that are willing to move. Because at that point, teams are willing to move off of guys because they thought that they were going to make a Super Bowl run. You'd be amazed how by October, the second week of October, teams are already like, all right, who should we trade off?
But they never do it. It's dumb.
Like, I know, but that's
what... Nobody pulls the trigger on it.
They do. I mean, a little bit. But if we could get more of that, if we could get more of the trade deadline and seeing those veterans want to do... And here's what's also going to push us through that, is that veterans are going to start to create more animosity to get them out.
Yeah, and I think that the now with... If you have any
social media,
semblance.
That's all they have. That's what they need. This one social media like or a post can get you not only kicked out of a city, get you fired instantaneously.
If you have any semblance of leverage, you have to use it right now because of that uncertainty that Brandon Bean's talking about with the fact that, hey, if I'm a vet and I see a team that has a need, I'm going to try and force my way out of the team that I'm on right now if I don't like it there, because that team that has a hole to fill and I feel I can do it, they don't want to try to develop a rookie if they're not going to have that rookie on the field, or they can't talk to him so he can't learn on field without OTAs and mini camps and stuff. They're going to want somebody that they can walk in and play right away. So use that leverage, guys.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's a very active, because I love NFL trades. It'd be great for the league, especially leading up to the draft.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.